Well, Lucille Hamilton won another grand final in your career and, well, maybe your last game of your career.
Perhaps my last game, yes. But it's Shelley Sandy's night. It is absolutely, unconditionally Shelley's last game. So I think that's the focus for Saturday. That and a successful afternoon for the Caps. That's Saturday's focus.
Capitals inbound the ball, baseline, first point, go to the Capitals. Thanks largely to Lucille Hamilton.
Pass inside to Lucille Hamilton and she puts the first points on the board.
Yo, yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one, pick one, hit one, classic, red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, bitch, stop that.
Talk about Shelley Sandy for us. You know her probably as well as anyone.
I remember, I wonder if I've not told you this story and bored our listeners before with this story, but let me indulge, if you will. I remember as a, I think I was 15 or 16, and I remember Shelley as an under 16. In fact, it was at the Converse under 16 All-Star Camp at Albert Park Basketball Stadium in Melbourne. And I remember it was my first ever state camp where all of the talented state players were invited to participate in a camp. And I remember being in the stadium, sitting around court one early one morning, probably around 8:30, pre-9 o'clock camp start time. And a silence came over the stadium. Probably most of the participants were milling around, sitting down, tying up their shoelaces and getting ready, a little toey. And I remember a silence fell over the stadium and people were pointing and looking at this person that was coming into the stadium. There's Shelley Gorman. Look at her. There she is. And it's one of my most vivid memories, my earliest and my most vivid memories of Shelley as a player. Shelley was an outstanding junior. She was a prodigy. She was somebody that was leading the way. She dominated her particular age group, and in fact, she dominated two and three age groups above her. And I think Shelley's career has been not much different from how she started off playing. She's dominated in lots of different respects, and as you can tell, I'm a disciple. I think Shelley's been a terrific asset to the game and will continue to be one.
And of course, a nice way to finish off her career with you playing alongside her in a grand final.
Yeah, I'm ever thankful to Coach Graff for thinking of me post-Sydney Olympics. The Cats lost their centre player in Karen Smith, and Carrie and I had caught up briefly at the Sydney Olympics, and I guess the seed was planted. She lost Karen Smith, and thankfully she thought to give me a call and say, Luce, you're not really retired, are you? Won't you come up and play for the Cats? So that allowed me to play in the wonderfully successful program that the Cats program is. And yes, to renew old acquaintances in Shelley Sandy and in fact Carrie Grass. So yeah, I'm ever thankful.
Are the butterflies sitting in ready for Saturday?
The butterflies have been and gone and they come back again. They sort of float around outside my bedroom window. But I think it's terrific to put yourself in the situation, to put yourself at 4 o'clock on Saturday and go through those nervous moments and to feel those crazy feelings and the butterflies and the anxiousness and what have you. And then I guess the theory is that most of it's out of your system and you can really focus on the game and what your task is. I think there'll be one terrific atmosphere, fairly vocal, obviously parochial atmosphere at the AIS Arena. So I think no matter how hard you rehearse and sort of practice the butterflies and what have you, I think come Saturday at 4:15, there's going to be some special vibrations flowing through the arena.
Well, we wish you all the best. It should be a great grand final.
Cannot wait. Absolutely can't wait. Thanks, Mark.